Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV, and boy, do I have a great show for you. I've got a U-tard update. Haven't heard from this freak in a while, but I have tracked down by slave Rob Peters. I'm a sissy boy fag. Shitting my diapers, playing with my tiny dick. Yes, of course, we've played Rob Peters, and he's been featured on video cats and stuff. Well, I managed to track him down. He's on XTube now, and he has some new email addresses and stuff, so I've been contacting him, trying to set up an interview. He happens to be online. I can tell on XTube, you can see if a user is online. He's online right now, so I also sent him a message on XTube saying, hey, I would love to talk to you on the phone. And, you know, if it comes to verbally humiliating you, if that's what I have to do to talk to you on the phone, that's what I'll do. But I'd like to interview you because my legion of listeners are fascinated with the train wreck that is you. Anyways, I've got some new videos from By Slave Rob Peters. Here is the first one.
Hi, I'm By Slave Rob Peters. I'm here for Queen Malice.
He's always doing something degrading for some mistress.
QueenMalice.com.
This one has a web address.
I'm by slave Rob Peters at live.com, but she's www.queenmalice.com.
Got a little plug in for himself, too. That's nice.
I'm a sissy faggot cocksucker. I'm in my diaper. I've got my little blouse on. I've been ordered to do this by Mistress Malice. She can be very cruel, you know, very brutal, but she can also be nice. She might do something like this and, you know, tap your bummy.
Tap your bummy.
Using a whip. You know, like that. Anyway, I'm a real cocksucker. Sure, look.
Now, getting down to business, I'm a real cocksucker.
Anyway, I'm a real cocksucker. Sure, look.
Sure. Oh. He's deep-throating a banana.
I like to play with myself online. I like to be used anywhere. And I'm a cocksucker on the West Coast. Anywhere.
Represent.
I'm here for Queen Malice. Why don't you check her side out? You know, it's fun. Here I'm going to dance to the left with my diaper. Okay. With my cock hanging out. With my cock hanging out.
So embarrassing.
Sucking it dick. I love sucking cock. And I dance to the right, and I dance to the left, I go round and round.
It's just typical Rob Peters.
Round and round.
That's so Rob.
Oh, I'm a faggot, I'm a slave, I'm a by slave, faggot, sissy, cocksucker, full bottom.
Okay, now, here's the thing. We've heard this from Rob before. This is a standard Rob Peters video. But what I have uncovered is shockingly sickening. He has some other videos online. One where he's taking vegetables in the ass. You know that banana he was sucking? Yeah, that was in his hole earlier.
I just took the banana out of my ass. I just took it out of my ass.
Yes.
I just took the banana out of my ass.
I see, I love it because, you know, there are a lot of videos of people shoving shit in their ass, but you have to be verbal about it. Talk us through what's going on. That's what's funny.
I just took the banana out of my ass. I just took it out of my ass.
Sucking it now. Got all his ass juice, i.e. shit, on it.
I just stuck it in my ass. I love it. Rob Peters, my California cocksucker on Feeders and Eaters.
Feeders and Eaters.
Fitness 04. Hotmail. Fitness 04.
It's holding up a big cucumber.
Master Alex made me do it. I'm a fucking cocksucker.
Now, the last clip I have is even more disgusting. Apparently, Rob found some dude on Craigslist, invited him over, and started blowing him. Now, I am so pissed off because this is some great audio. However, there's a goddamn barking dog in the background that almost ruins this clip for me, but doesn't. Just hear it. Suck it back. Isn't that the worst cocksucking sound ever? Old man blowing another guy. Yuck.
Come all over me. Yeah, come on, my mouth. Cocksucker Rob wants it. Yeah. Feed me. Oh, yeah. Come all over my face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come all over my face.
It's like a live action lemon party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's cum dripping like from his nostril. Like the guy just blew it all over his face. Hanging there in globs. So gross. God. Oh, shut up! Someone shoot that fucking dog. God damn it! Trying to ruin all my fun. Laughing at the sissy fag boy, Rob Peters. Moving on, I've got a great clip here. This is kind of like a prank phone call, and I don't do a lot of these on the show, but I thought this was pretty creative. Some guy called an angry black man on the phone, right? He recorded the whole, you know, conversation and then went back on his computer and cut up the black man talking into little sound clips, right? Then he called the black man up again, but this time he just started playing the sound clips. So this angry black man is actually having a conversation with himself. Does that make sense? Take a listen.
Hello? Hello? Who's speaking? Who's speaking? You got a problem, or come get some, bitch.
Oh, here we go with that shit again. Who was this? What's your fucking
give
name?
Give me an address, and I'm going to put a bullet in your bitch head. Meet me some motherfucking way, bitch.
That sound like me.
You got a problem, or come get some, bitch.
All you gotta do is give me an address, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about?
He almost had it there. He's like, wait a second, this sounds like me.
All you gotta do
is... But I can't call myself on the phone, so it can't be.
All you gotta do is give me an address, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about? All that yak on the phone don't mean shit. All that yak on the phone don't mean shit. It's your clip and your cap, and you come get some. You want an address, motherfucker? Give me one.
You meet me somewhere. Give me an address, and I'm going to put a bullet in your bitch head.
Hey, what? You know what? We can do this. Give me a fucking address. I'm right next to my pieces, homeboy, with a bag full of bullets and some clips. Now, how the fuck you want to do this shit?
You talking shit on the phone?
No, you leave me somewhere, motherfucker! I'll smoke your ass! Bitch ass! You keep calling my...
He's making himself so angry!
Bitch ass! You keep calling my queen with that bullshit! I will smoke you!
You right, I'll fuck your...
Meet me some motherfucking where!
It don't fight, ho! I will smoke you!
This goes on for 5 minutes, by the way.
Meet somewhere, I got your hole right here, dick sucker! Shit, sucking ass, bitch ass, meet me some motherfucking where. You calling my crib with that bullshit? Meet me somewhere.
I ain't never called.
Hey, give me 2 minutes. Let me put this clip in this motherfucker right now. Meet me somewhere.
Meet me somewhere, motherfucker. Talking shit and meet me somewhere. Bring any goddamn artillery you need, cause I got plenty. Meet me somewhere.
All right, we'll check back in with that phone conversation in a little bit, but I wanted to tell you about a great website. This is really building off of our Sabotage Yahoo Answers campaign. The website is theyahooanswers.tumblr.com. They are highlighting the best and worst that the people of the Yahoo Answers community have to offer. Once again, DB was ahead of the curve here because we were doing this a couple years ago, but this is great. They compile all of the recalculous Yahoo Answers and questions and shit like that. I'm sure some of our work is featured on this blog. Anyways, here is a sample question. Bubbles in the back of my throat? For a month or so, I've had a bubble in the back of my throat. They are small bubbles, and they are poppable. However, they aren't filled with nasty stuff. They're filled with clear liquid, and one time, blood. It hurts after I pop them. The best answer? You should probably stop sucking the dick. All right. Here's another question. My son doesn't eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that I cook for him. Well, you don't really cook peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Anyways, my son doesn't eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that I cook for him. Is it possible he is gay? Does he roll up the sandwich and shove it in his ass? Okay, here's another question. Every time I masturbate, an angel gets its wings. No, every time I masturbate, I end up getting angry and throwing my turtle against the wall. He's okay for now, but I don't think he can take much more. Poor turtle. And finally, this might be my favorite question. I like to pee. What's wrong with me? I love to pee. I sort glass. That's what I do. I love to pee. I know that's weird, and I'm probably like the only person that is like that, and I feel weird. I do, though. I like to hold it in, and I go to the bathroom and pee on the carpet or on a towel. I like to hold myself like I'm trying not to pee, but I want to. It also feels better for me to masturbate when my bladder is full. Like, I use my fingers to masturbate, and usually I just rub my clit. But the other night, I really had to pee, but I needed to masturbate so bad, so I put my finger inside my vagina a little, and I, like, made a humping motion back and forth. It was the best feeling I've ever felt. I guess I orgasmed from it because I've never had an orgasm, and that did feel amazing, period. That was all one sentence. Then I just let my pee free and peed all over the carpet, and it's like a misbehaving dog or something, and it felt even better. I'm getting turned on just thinking about it. Is there a name for this? I hope I'm not the only person who feels this way. I'm a 15-year-old girl. Can someone help me figure this out? I know it's weird. No rude comments, please. I don't think most of the people read that last part because all of the comments were rude. If you'd like more, check out the yahooanswers.tumblr.com. I will try to put a link on the show notes today. And by try, I mean try to remember too. Now, before we get into the news, let's check in with the black guy who's fighting with himself on the phone.
My clip is in, bitch. How about yours?
Meet me somewhere, motherfucker.
Give me the fucking address, bitch. Give me the fucking address. I don't even know you, but I'll smoke your ass. Your whole family on the police force, bitch. I don't give a fuck what I do to you. Yo, let's do this shit. Just you calling my motherfucking crib on some old bullshit. Sucking your motherfucking dick on the side, playing with your motherfucking ass, bitch. Give me a fucking address.
Meet me some motherfucking way, bitch.
Give me a fucking address.
Meet me somewhere. My whole family.
Give me a fucking address, hoe.
Will he finally get an address out of himself? Well, we'll find out when we check back in with this guy at the end of the program. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet Sideshow members, sign up right now. Only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Now would be a great time to sign up because we're doing something called the 12 Days of Distortion, which is also a song. I'll play that song in a moment for you that I recorded last year. Mrs. Miller sang the 12 Days of Distortion. Anyways, for 12 days, I'll be giving away prizes. 6 of those days are going to be just for Sideshow freaks, though. The other 12 open for everyone. So still, Sideshow members can win, any of the prizes. Non-paying freaks will just get a chance to win 6 of them. Now listen, I'm not going to reveal what the prizes are, but they range in price from like $25 all the way up to, we'll say about $500. And I don't know how I'm going to give away. See, that's the thing. I'm not sure exactly how I want to give them away. I would like to somehow manage to get new listeners out of this. And if anyone has some suggestions as to how we can make that happen, email me, show@distortedview.com, for contest ideas or giveaway, ideas, something like that. I have a couple days. We're going to start giving away on, I guess we'll start on the 13th. Does that give us 12 days? Yeah. I guess on some days we'll give away a couple prizes. Be like 2 weeks basically, of, you know, prizes on the show. So be on the lookout for that. I love how all of these ideas are really half-baked. I just came up with this off the top of my head. I really haven't put much thought into it. But yes, you definitely want to sign up, become a Sideshow member so you can win some of the fabulous prizes. All right. Oh, you know what? Before we get into the news, let me play you the 12 Days of Distortion as sung by Mrs. Miller. Enjoy.
On the first day of vitamins and baby, a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
You mean the raw virus?
On the second day of vitamins and baby, two sloppy comforts in the dirty TV. On the third day of vitamins and baby, three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts in the dirty.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
On the fourth day of vitamins and blood for me. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack or during HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the fifth day of vitamins and blood for me. Five. Golden showers. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three. Two. In the dirty crack or dying of HIV. On the sixth day of vitamins and blood for me. Six recalculus U-turns. Golden showers. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack or dying of HIV. On the seventh day of vitamins and blood for me. Seven gainers gaining, six recalculus U-turns, five golden shoes, four
dick and nuts,
three explosive shits, two sloppy cards, and a dirty crick or dream of vitamins.
AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
On the eighth day of vitamins and blood for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies cream and seven gainers. Calculus, you turn. Five golden showers. Four.
Sweet rectum.
Three explosive shits. Love me, comfort.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson,
fuck yeah.
Nine baiters, baby.
Penis.
Eight pussies screaming. Seven gators, gay. Six for calculus, you turn.
What about joy?
Five golden showers.
Fuck
off. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two happy comforts. And a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
I had something wrong with my
cup. And the tenth day of vitamins and give to me. Ten drunks of puke. Nine baiters baiting. Eight pussies creaming. Oh. Seven gainers gaming. Six recalculus you touch. Five. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three. The
glamour, the glitter.
On the 11th day of TV, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drunks of milk, 9 painters, painting, 10 pussies creaming, 7 gamers, gaming, 6 recalculus, you touch.
Here's the fish pillow.
4
dick and nuts.
Explosive shit.
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of vitamins and blood for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freak sniffing, 10 drunks of puke, 9 baiters baiting,
8
pussies screaming, 7 baiters gaining, 6 recalculus you touch,
5
gorgeous shoes, 4
dick and nuts,
3 explosive shit, 2 sloppy comforts, and a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
A dirty crack or dying of HIV.
There you go. The 12 Days of Distortion starts, I don't know when it's... Probably on the 13th. Maybe I might start it on Thursday the 9th. I don't know. You know, it's all up in the air. Please, if anyone has suggestions on how to do this program, email me. I'm not very good at it. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a killer kept his landlord's genitals, you know, as a souvenir. A man killed his landlord before hacking off his genitals, telling a friend he wanted to keep them as a souvenir. A Supreme Court jury was this morning told of the bizarre murder scene police discovered in July 2007 at the home of Mater Hospital nurse David Easton. Michael Stephen Owen Darcy, 31, who was a boarder at Mr. Easton's home, is on trial for his murder. The jury was this afternoon shown graphic photographs of Mr. Easton's mutilated body. He was clutching a knife against his neck in a children's book. Pussycat, Pussycat was the title. Okay, that book was on his chest. Cuckoo. The jurors were also shown images of Mr. Easton's messy, cluttered home, where a whippersnipper, what the hell's a whippersnipper, was left on the couch, and a council wheelie bin was parked in the lounge room. All right, this obviously has to come from England because I don't understand anything going on here. The jury was also shown a handwritten note fixed to the kitchen fridge, which read, "David is the son of Lucifer, ha ha ha." And another which read, "Hi, son, ha ha ha." Opening the case, prosecutor Brendan Campbell said Mr. Easton was found with 41 stab wounds to his body. His penis and testicles had been cut off. The 37-year-old was lying on his back in his bed, a bloody children's book on his chest, and band-aids with open eyes drawn on them covering his own eyes. God. There was a stack of electrical equipment, including a film camera, stacked at the end of his bed. When police developed the film, oh Jesus, they discovered Mr. Easton, while deceased, had been put into poses by the person taking the pictures. Like, weird sex poses. Doggy style, legs up, all that sort of stuff. The jury was told Mr. Easton's testicles were found in the kitchen sink, and his penis was found wrapped in cling film and placed inside a salt container. The jury heard a bayonet was found stabbed into a lounge chair, and several bloody knives were also discovered at the scene. Sorry. Got a little case of the sneezies today. I have HIV. That's how it goes. All right, yes, Mr. Campbell, the prosecutor, said, Mr. Easton was openly homosexual, and on the night of his murder, he came home from a shift in the Mater's intensive care unit and consumed prescription drugs he claimed to have stolen from his work. Mr. Easton, the accused, and a friend of the accused then dance around the home with their penises exposed. During the dancing, Mr. Owen Darcy's friend engaged in a sex act with Mr. Easton. Ooh! And after that, Mr. Easton retired to his bedroom, and Mr. Owen Darcy followed. That's when things really took a turn for the worse. Sometime later, Mr. Owen Darcy returned to the lounge room and told his friend he'd just killed Mr. Easton. But we were all just having sex a few minutes ago. We were all just having a good time. If you don't believe me, come have a look, he allegedly said. The court was told the man went to the bedroom and saw a bloodied, stabbed Mr. Easton lying on the bed. He watched Mr. Owen Darcy jump on him and stab him with a bayonet several times. He emerged from the room laughing. Then he later saw him holding Mr. Easton's penis, saying he wanted to keep it as a souvenir. By the way, please don't isolate any of that audio for ringtones or blackmail purposes.
I have HIV. That's how it goes. I have HIV. That's how it goes. I have HIV. That's how it
goes. Who's calling me? The clinic. All right, second story we have for you today. Fans of bunny crushing should love this next story. The story comes from Washington. An Olympia man who police said hacked off the head of a neighbor's cat with a half dozen blows from a dull machete offered the animal's head as a trophy. What is it with these people and weird souvenirs? Penises, cat heads, and boasted of his attack on the social networking site Facebook. Damon Ray Parker lured the cat to his home he rents near downtown Olympia, then held the animal to a railroad tie as he repeatedly struck it. That animal died a very, very painful, slow death, said Erica Quinn of the Thurston County Animal Services. Investigators said Parker apparently revealed what he had done on Facebook and offered to give away the cat's head. You put it on eBay. Make some money off that shit. Friends and other people who saw what he wrote reported it to police. Police in the Thurston Animal Services confronted Parker, who then confessed to the attack. Police said he told officers that the cat was a stray that got into my stuff. He was all up in my grill and shit. The animal had a microchip ID and did belong to a neighbor. Parker appeared in court via video on Monday. He was too busy to actually show up. We'll just do a conference call. Fuck it, I'll do it live! All right, he is being held on suspicion of felony animal cruelty. Police said he was also in violation of a no-contact order. The cat's body and head were recovered, along with the rusty machete police said was used in the decapitation. So there you go. And finally today, this one comes from New Zealand, a Wellington man was viciously beaten after he allegedly scooped up human feces. What the hell is going on? Everyone just has too much free time, apparently, scooping up feces and cutting off testicles and dicks and putting them in salt shakers. He said, just live your life. Just go to work, have a nice dinner, and go to sleep and repeat. All right, yes, a Wellington man was viciously beaten after he allegedly scooped up human feces and put them in a woman's handbag at a campground. The 58-year-old, well, of course you're going to get beat up for that. The 58-year-old man was knocked unconscious and kicked in the head while he was lying on the ground. He deserved it. Senior Constable Andrew Wilson of the Havelock Police said the man could have been killed. People needed to realize the quite horrific consequences of kicking someone while they're down. Well, don't be doing boneheaded shit like scooping up crap and putting it in other people's, you know, bags. A 20-year-old male forestry worker was arrested at Cowshed Bay Campground, along with a 21-year-old female factory hand. The man was charged with injuring with intent, while the woman was charged with common assault. The pair were scheduled to appear in district court on December 13th. Police were aware of other people involved in the incident, and further charges were likely. The 58-year-old man would also likely face charges in connection with the incident. The police say the incident erupted after the older man went to confront a group of young campers about playing loud music during the night. That's such a typical old person, you know, thing to bitch about. Turn down that music! He couldn't see anyone at the campsite. In a bolt of lightning to his head, he spied a pile of human feces. He then scooped the shit up with a shovel and put them in a handbag in the front seat of a car. However, someone at the campsite saw what he did, and the police believe members of the group found and beat him. He was knocked unconscious, then kicked and punched in the face. The man was taken to the hospital where he was treated for concussions and cuts on his face. He had those stitched. His eye is that black and swollen that he can't see out of it. Chewing food is not going to be an option for the next week or so. The incident was one of three in the past month where Wilson had arrested people for kicking people who had already hit the floor. Quote, in a nutshell, we are very lucky that we haven't dealt with a homicide. Look at the consequences. It's frightful. Yes, who knew poop could be so horrific? Ooh, I'm scared. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Before we do some voicemails, let's check in with the black man who's fighting with himself on the phone.
Let's do it. You talking shit? Let's do this shit quick. Quick ass motherfucker.
Don't call my motherfucking Graham no more.
I'm gonna smoke you. Give me the ass, Graham.
Hey, you get your
Graham
bone and come up here.
Stop fucking
asshole.
Give me a fucking address, homeboy. Give me an address. I ain't been calling your crib. Give me a fucking address.
I ain't never called your fucking crib.
Give me an address, motherfucker. I ain't trying to hear all that punk shit. You think I'm gonna hang up? No, you got my dick hard, bitch. I wanna pop you with his clip, baby. It's the whole clip of your motherfucking ass. Let's do this shit.
You got my dick hard?
Meet me some motherfucking way, bitch.
Give me an address, bitch, boy.
It's the same thing.
See your ass soon, punk.
Give me I'll see you soon, bitch. Come get some. I can't wait to smoke this motherfucking barrel.
No.
My shit gonna heat up and melt, popping your motherfucking ass. I'll see your bitch ass soon.
There you go. Now let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaky diggy, speak to me.
Drew, Tim, Haley's Comet with two quick things, and I'll get the hell out of here. Okay. First of all, this is kind of belated, but I thought you might be amused to know that in my congressional district, we recently elected a man named Tacky Chan. That's right. His first name is Tacky, and his last name is Chan. He is of Chinese descent, and actually, he looks like a pretty good guy. Yeah, the materials I've seen on him are promising. So,
what?
Hey, we elected someone to the House of Representatives who isn't a retard. He's going to be in a minority there too. The other thing is, I've got a new phone, and I've been playing around with the Google Voice Commands feature. You know, you pick up the phone and say, call X, Y, and Z. Well, I tried using Call Distorted View, and even though you're listed in my contacts as Distorted View, It couldn't come up with anything, but its list of suggestions, the third one down, was call the Creation Museum. That's right, the Creation Museum.
All right, thank you very much for that. What the hell is going on with the voicemails today?
Hey, Carol, it's Timmy. Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here.
Okay,
you know,
better.
You know, you have people send in their morning dumps, you know, whatever, so you can tell if it's a 1, 2, 5, 7, whatever, on the Bristol stool chart.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, when I was walking my dog the other morning, would you like me to send a morning dump from my dog? Would you play that?
I mean, you can try, but is it loud? I don't know. I guess you could give it a shot.
Hey, I haven't seen another man's penis in a couple of years.
Okay.
Hey, Tim Henson, it's BonerScar81, not sideshow member.
BonerScar?
Not my sideshow membership name, but that's my name on here.
Good enough.
Anyhow,
I like that name, BonerScar.
I was thinking of ideas of things you need to do for sideshow members coming up since it's Thanksgiving. I think it would be excellent if you could do an interview with your mom and dad over the holidays.
Well.
Or maybe a log of a cooking segment with Tim and his mom.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll do that with Christmas cookies or something.
Hey, Tim, Private Dick here. Listening to Friday's show with the guy from Literatica. I think it was one of the last ones where you could literally hear his hand flipping and sliding and moving all around.
Yeah.
Of all those horrible things that you've played and the nastiness that I've heard on your show, I've never been more turned off or more disgusted just picturing some creepy guy with his small little dick.
Juicy cock.
And he's putting a lotion right next to him going out on himself. I don't know. I appreciate that thing.
Tim, it's Lady Free Scotia from Thunderbird.
Hi, Scotia! My princess!
I know that the Craigslist ad thing is done, but this one's just too fucking good.
Alright.
And because I didn't want to put it on your Facebook in case you didn't get it, or no one would see it, everyone needs to know about this one. It's funny. Okay. 42DWM wants man to come over and split a deep dish pepperoni pizza and extra cheese.
Hmm.
It's large and very greasy. Come over and rub a slice on abs and chest. Let me see your ripped arms and legs covered in sauce and cheese. Put your legs up on the couch. Let me help you rub pizza in your pits after a hard day. You want pizza pits? I'm your man. Reply with your favorite toppings and I will see what I can do.
Oh, too bad that it came in a little after the Craigslist contest ended, because that might have got you a vaginal herpy magnet.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Matt from Canada here. I keep hearing people bitching about how to get the sideshow feed working on the iPhone without using iTunes and all that jazz. And for me, oh my god, people are driving around me here. This is fucking retarded. For me, I don't always download the show at home because you post it so fucking late.
Well, right.
So what I do is I just use fucking Safari, go to superfreaksideshow.com, log in using your info. And
you can do that.
The show notes, hit download.
Yeah.
Just stream it straight through Safari.
That's true. You can do that, at distortedview.com as well. I do that occasionally when I need to, when I'm in a rush and I post the show and then I leave and I'm driving around. I want to make sure the show sounds all right and I listen to myself in the car. I'm that narcissistic.
Hey, Tim, I have an idea for a little experiment.
Okay.
What if we were to pay to have you go to a therapy session, and in this therapy session you were to just candidly and honestly just discuss things on your mind and what you do and things that have happened in your life and what goes on in that little head of yours, and anyway, then you could secretly record it, and I would love to see the therapist's responses.
Oh, I see.
Or if you're too squeamish about secretly recording, just tell us what the fuck happened.
I might be down for that. It would be kind of fun. Go to a therapist. Make a
plan. Hello, Timothy Henson. Pen, let's go your monkey overlord calling.
Yeah.
Oh, Timothy, my forgetful fairy friend. You don't have any famous listeners, eh? What am I, chopped rainbow bread? Well, here's another riddle for you. Guess who's going to be cleaning the toilets when the monkey feature comes? And by toilets, I mean my taint. And ask who?
Asshole. You asshole? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Now you got my dick hard, bitch. I want to pop you.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive just for my paying members. And I will, of course, be back on Friday then to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.